Ain't got nothing in the world these days.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to 91.7 FM KOOP Hornsby Austin. You are now listening to The Mascot Wedding Show. I'm David.
I am Mac.
And we're your hosts for the next 30 minutes, the fastest 30 minutes in radio.
On this show, we open the phones to the community. So you guys can talk about whatever you want. And if you want to call in at any point during the show, the phone number is 472-KOOP, 472-5667.
So, pleasantries. How are you, Mac?
I am doing great, David. Oh, how are you?
I feel bad. I'm not bringing the energy that you are.
You really? You're getting a lot of energy off me?
I feel great.
Maybe it's nervous energy.
Why nervous energy?
I don't know. New year and all.
Well, what's to be nervous about?
Just don't know how things are going to go. I think we can all agree last year was great.
I might tend to disagree with you on that one.
So you agree with me. Done.
That's all right.
But yeah, how's the new year going for you?
So far, so good. New Year's was excellent. I got to watch my favorite entertainer, Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He is just, he's like a modern-day Bob Hope. He just unites the people in times of tragedy. And in times of triumph, he reminds you how triumphant we are.
What network was that on?
I don't remember.
I watched the San Antonio New Year's celebration.
Yeah.
And... The San Antonio New Year's, there's no ball dropping. What it is, they have a restaurant that's on a tower there, the Tower of Americas.
Yeah.
And they light up an elevator. And you watch the elevator ascend to the restaurant level, the tower part. You know, you watch it go up the tower. And when it hits the top, Happy New Year, explosions going off. But there's no clear, like, you know, 10, 9, 8. And so the newscaster didn't really know that. And so he was like... Here you go. One, I mean, whoops, Happy New Year. Like, whoops, Happy New Year. Whoops, Happy New Year.
And we usher in 2008 with a whoops, Happy New Year, everybody.
Kind of depressing, but what are you going to do? Maybe that'll be the theme of the year.
That's whoops, really sort of, that's the laziest thing I've ever heard of as far as like marking the new year.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Actually, I was hanging out with a friend of mine and my friend Victor.
Oh, yeah, Vic?
Yeah. He did a whip it, and he just sort of tilted over and then fell into the pool. And that's when we knew it was 2008. Yay!
Now you have a much more illegal life than I do.
Yeah, well, that's Austin, baby.
No, it's not.
That's what the Chamber of Commerce says.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Oh, I'm down with that.
Let's back announce the music real quick.
Let's do it.
You just heard The Who with Young Man Blues off the album Odds and Sods. A chilling reminder that for today's young, good-looking man, such as you and I,
yes,
the world is a cold, cruel place. Happy New Year, Mac.
Yeah. That's a chilling reminder.
As we mentioned, we are open phones today, 472-KOOP, 472-5667. You want to throw a topic out there?
Why don't you throw a topic out there? You had a pretty good one.
Yeah, I was thinking about this one today. I wanted to see if anybody else had one. It's a topic I like to call... Who am I kidding? It's those things that you're kidding yourself. If you think you're going to go through with it, or if you keep doing something that you know is not going to come to fruition, or it's just not going to pay off for you.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe people out there have better ones, but I'm going to throw one out there.
And the topic is, once again, who am I kidding?
Who am I kidding? I have a Netflix account.
Yep.
I talked to a gentleman at the Roanoke, Virginia office. And,
is that where Netflix is based?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Roanoke.
Yeah.
Lost colony that is Netflix.
I had to go through a screening process, a drug test, all that. They went through a background check.
And they gave me a call. They said, do you think this man returns movies with any sort of regularity?
Yeah. And that was what? What would you say, like 6 months ago?
It was about 6-7 months ago.
Yeah. So I finally got my Netflix account, and it's fun. You know, it's like renting movies except without having to put pants on. It's nice. However, they have this queue. Do you know what a queue is, Mac?
I do. It's like a a list of movies that you've created.
Yes.
In order to be rented.
Yes, exactly. And this queue could be however long you want it to be. It could be 12 movies. It could be 496 is, I think, the maximum that I reached.
Wow.
Yes, because there is a maximum that you can reach, and I reached it.
You wait, really?
Yeah, I did. Because Jeez. You go crazy. You go crazy. You go mad with power when you're like sitting in front of a computer and you're like, wait a second, I could just click a button and Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties will come to my house. Sold. Click, click. And like,
did you really click on that?
I did. See, I'm not. Yes.
Who's the second kitty?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
It's so far down on my list because I had to go through Fat Albert. I had to go through all seven Land Before Times.
Are you serious?
Yes. I had to go through some more adult fare as well. Let's just say I will be waist deep in Diaries of the Red Shoe variety for a very long time.
I rented an adult movie the other day called The Interpreter. I haven't watched it yet. It's got Sean Penn in it, though. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm not sure that's what you think it is.
What do you mean by adult? I mean like cerebral.
Oh, I do not.
Oh, okay.
So my who am I kidding is I'm never going to go through these movies. And even if I do, they're going to sit on top of my TV for like 2 months. And I'm just going to walk past them and just kind of hate them. And it's like, I really don't want to sit down and watch you. And you're wasting counter space. Like, you could very easily be Halloween H2O. Why aren't you?
The number, if you have a who am I kidding, the number again is 472-KOP, 472-5667. Now, in your Netflix queue.
Yes.
Have you ever got a movie and then, you know, actually realized, fessed up, but who am I kidding, and just returned it because you knew you weren't going to watch it?
Not necessarily that same day or anything. I'll wait. I really will wait like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll just let a movie sit. I'll give you an example. The Leopard, a Luchino Visconti movie starring Burt Lancaster.
Okay.
There are no car chases, so you seem a little lost.
I am.
Anyway, it's supposed to be a very nice movie, supposed to be very very well to do. And I thought I would bring myself up socially by watching it.
Okay.
3.5 months went by, and I blew through all my other movies. I blew through like Vanishing Point and Over the Top and all those. And still The Leopard sat. And finally I just said, who am I kidding? I'm just going to order a bucket of chicken and dunk my head in it. And I'm never going to watch The Leopard. So I returned it.
You even watched that movie and still The Leopard sat.
Yes, I did.
Starring Horatio Sanz and Weird Al Yankovic.
Is that really a movie?
No. It is in hell, if you know what I mean. I don't know why Horatio Sanz got lumped into that.
I don't know why he did.
I know why. A little movie called Boat Trip.
Oh, he means well.
Yeah, sure he does.
So how about you? Do you have a Who Am I Kidding?
Oh, geez. I have so many Who Am I Kiddings. I haven't made any New Year's resolutions yet.
Okay.
But those are kind of a Who Am I Kidding.
Yeah.
Our one that is perpetually is like, one of these days I'll join that gym. You know, and that's a complete Who Am I Kidding. I mean, I probably have to be drunk in order to join a gym.
What, you don't think you're a gym rat?
Well, it's just, I don't know, like, I have to go in, I have to talk to some, I don't know, it just seems like more effort than, I know I'm not going to put it in.
Yeah.
And, you know, every year I think I tell it to myself. But I really, it's going to be after one of those like drunken decisions where I like wake up the next day and be like, oh, what did drunk Mac do? You know, and I look over and like, you know, pull back the covers on the bed and instead of that lump, or it's like a lump and it's just pillows and a gym card membership. And I'm like, oh no, I mean, yes, yay, good job. Or something like that.
On kind of an unrelated note, but kind of so.
Yeah.
I had this feeling the other day, and I wonder if you have the same feeling. Do you ever get the feeling that the drunk you is better for society than the real you?
Ooh. No. I get the feeling all the time that he's not.
Okay. Well, then maybe that's just me.
Because sober me is such an awesome guy.
Yeah. That's true. You are.
I'm like the American version of American Ninja.
So you're like American
Wait,
Ninja?
Wait, I meant Kickboxer. Well, that was also American.
He was also American.
But the other kickboxers.
The guys that lost?
Oh, man. I'm lost now. I don't know what's going on. Let me just drink this beer and maybe I'll come up with something better. Yay. Hey, David, let's me and you get a condo.
All right.
All right, yeah.
Thank God you said condo.
Back to your Netflix queue.
Back to my Netflix.
Really, over 400?
Over 400, yeah. I hit the max. I want to say it's 496.
So what are you thinking when you click on Land Before? I mean, because there's like Land Before Time. Because there's some things that I'm interested in, which I know I'm going to dislike. For instance, there's a comic book out there called Hellboy.
Yes.
They made it. It's an awesome comic. It's published every now and then. It was made into a not-so-awesome movie.
Okay.
But still, because I love the comic so much, I'm interested in pretty much all things Hellboy, including these animated movies that came out.
Mm.
And I just know they're going to be bad or just kind of like, not so great. And yet still I must watch them.
Yeah.
But how do you approach Land Before Time?
Honestly, you know what I'm thinking when I click Land Before Time?
No, tell me.
I'm thinking, whee! Because it's fun. It's like my friend Santa works at Best Buy and he sends me movies every Tuesday. Like, I don't even think about the movie description anymore. I'm just like, new movie Tuesday? Yes. Click, click, click. Oh, Eric Roberts. I wonder what he looks like now. Click, click, click. Oh, the movie Click with Adam Sandler. Click, click, click.
Ouch. All right. I'll tell you what, you want to pay some bills?
Yeah, let's pay some bills. 472-5667-472-KOOP. Give us a call right after these. That's theonion.com for all your shopping produce needs. I totally wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry. Anyway, we got a call. Hang on. Caller, you're on the air. KOP, yes.
Hi, this is Coach Mac Brown.
I'm sorry, hello?
Hello? Is this the mascot show?
Yeah, it's the mascot wedding show.
Yes, hi, I'm Coach Mac Brown of the University of Texas Longhorns.
Really? The Coach Mac Brown?
That's right.
The University of Texas football coach.
I'm Coach Mac Brown, yes. Who am I speaking to?
This is David Hotta. You're on the air with the Mascot Wedding Show.
Yeah, that's actually why I called in, David. First of all, let me say, David, you're just doing a terrific job.
Thank you, Coach.
I think all your listeners out there should be so proud of you, and I know that they are.
That's very kind of you to say. Thank you.
Because I think you're just doing a fantastic job here today.
I'm at a loss for words. Thank you so much.
No problem. You know, actually, I called into your show today because I need some mascot advice. Is this a show about mascots, I was told?
It's kind of just a name, but I'd be happy to help any way I can.
Well, what do you mean? Because I need a little bit of advice concerning our mascot. And I thought that maybe you guys, because you're the mascot wedding show, might be able to provide it.
Oh, well, yeah, that's fine. I mean, I'll help if I can, but what's wrong with the Longhorn?
Well, I mean, I'm on recruiting right now, and people, you know, they love the university. They just think it's great. But the name sometimes, it's not all it could be because it's not all that fierce. Because when you think about it, a Longhorn is just a cow.
Well, it's a fierce cow. It's a proud cow.
No, I mean, you look at Bevo, and he may be proud, yes, but he just kind of stands there.
Okay.
And with the name Longhorn, it really doesn't make him seem any fiercer. I mean, you look at a team like Arkansas, and they have a great program, and they're the Razorbacks, which is just a pig or a hog.
Yeah, yeah.
But Razorbacks makes it sound really tough.
Okay, so you want something tougher than a Longhorn.
Yeah, we can't change the logo, David. That's not something we can do.
So you just want to like change the name? Like you want to call it something different?
Yeah, I figured maybe we can toughen it up. And I want to run these past you because you're a mascot expert.
All right.
I was thinking maybe Longhorns. We could say like sword horns.
Sword horns.
Yeah, like the Texas sword horns.
But they're not really swords, though. They're just sort of protuberances that look nothing.
Yeah, but
like
I think when people look at them and they see that the horns are kind of pointing out like swords, that's just an easy connection to make.
No, it's not an easy connection, and I think you would actually kind of have to change the logo a little bit in order to make that connection.
Well, that's not an option. How about this? How about I like this one a lot. I threw this over to my offense coordinator. He really liked it too. What about the battle cattle?
The battle cattle.
Yeah, it kind of toughens us up, but at the same time, keeping the cow image, and we don't have to change the that wonderful University of Texas logo.
So we would be the Texas Battle Cattle?
The Texas Battle, or the Battle Cattle of Texas, either way.
Oh,
I even have a little new cheer written up.
Can I hear it?
Yeah. So instead of you know, just saying hook 'em, well, you would still say hook 'em.
Okay.
But for instance, you would say it's kind of a call and response. If you might help me out with it, you say, "What's that rattle?" Okay, can you give that a try?
Okay, right, like right now?
Yeah, but if you don't mind, David, I appreciate this.
No, spot. Not at all. Okay, what's that rattle?
Battle cattle. See that right there?
Okay, so like it would be sort of like the Texas fight. Like half the stadium would say, "What's that rattle?" And the other half would say,
"This is why, obviously, you know, you run a mascot show. It's because you have insight like this, and I'm real proud of you."
Thanks, Coach. But I really don't run like a mascot show.
Well, that's the name of your show. Let's try it again. Here, I'll do the first part.
All right.
What's that rattle?
Battle cattle.
There you go. You like that?
That does actually feel really good.
Oh, that's great. Well, thanks. You know what? I'll take that piece of advice and I'll give it back to. I'll run past the university and see what they think.
All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck. I guess I don't know if it's going to stick, but you could try it.
Okay, that'll be great. Thanks. Appreciate that.
So, what are you up to? What else are you up to these days, Coach? If you don't mind me asking.
Well, I'm currently on a recruiting trip.
Uh huh.
I mentioned that earlier. I'm trying to do a little bit of recruiting, get some new kids in here. I'm so proud of my kids.
Yeah, yeah. You always say that. Yeah.
I'm currently in East Texas, and I found a couple recruits that have already committed to Texas, and they're just going to be great kids.
Okay, well, that's good.
This one of them, he's a quarterback, and he broke his arm recently. But when it healed, it came back really, really strong. So now he can just throw the heck out of the ball. Kind of like that movie, Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year, yeah, yeah, just like that.
Yeah, just like that. It's great.
And it really happened?
Yeah, I know it happened. Yeah, just like Drew Brees when they did that surgery on him, came back stronger than ever. And this kid's just going to fit in great here in Austin.
Well, I guess good. I can't wait to see him.
Oh yeah, and you will see him. His name is Evan Goldberg, but we're probably going to have to change that.
Why are you going to have to change his name?
Well, it doesn't really fit in with Texas quarterbacks.
I don't see what the problem is with a name like Evan Goldberg.
Well, we're going to have to change his name to Gunner Maverick.
To make it tougher, I guess?
Just more in line with the Texas tradition of quarterbacks. I think you can agree with me that Gunner Maverick is a much better Texas quarterback name.
It's a much more Texas name. I'll agree with you on that.
Yes, definitely. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, okay, well, that sounds good.
Thanks for asking, David. I appreciate that.
Yay, well, you're very welcome.
No problem, son.
You got anything else lined up?
Jamal Charles, that was in the news.
Yeah, yeah, he's leaving for the NFL. That's kind of a bummer.
No, I don't think it's a bummer. I mean, he's a great kid. All the things he did here at Texas, I think the Texas fans appreciated it, and they were so proud of him. And it works out for me, too, because I said, Jamal, when you get to the pros, that's great, but you're also going to have to help me out with my movie.
I'm sorry, your movie?
Yeah, I've got a movie coming up, and it's going to need some big-name football players to possibly co-star in it. I told Jamal he's going to have to do well so he can be in it.
Hang on, I'm sorry. It's going to take me a second to sort of let this sink in. You're making a movie?
Yeah, I'm making a movie. I'm going to co-wrote it, and I'm going to star in it as well.
What's this movie about?
Well, did you happen to see me on Friday Night Lights?
I did, yeah. That was actually really fun. That looked like really good times.
Well, yeah, a studio saw that, and they said, with this Mac Brown guy, we got to help him out, which is just really super for us. And the movie's actually, it's about me as a coach.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
See, it's what happens in the movie. The name of the movie is Coach Liberty.
Coach Liberty, okay.
Yeah. And in it, I'm coaching a football game like I normally do, and terrorists attack DKR, Daryl K. Royal Memorial Stadium.
Okay.
And a wave of U.S. commandos, anti-terrorist commandos, come in to try and, fight for our freedom.
Uh-huh.
But one of the lead commando, the commando leader, goes down with a high ankle sprain. And they asked me to coach the team of commandos instead as we fight the terrorists.
Because you're the only coach available, I guess.
they recognize that, you know, I mean, I've had a lot of success here at the University of Texas, and they asked me to coach the Commandos, and I do, to freedom.
And you haven't been affected by a high ankle sprain, which makes you perfect for coaching.
Yeah, I mean, high ankle sprain, that'll keep you out of the field. You'll probably have to sit for about, you know, a week, maybe 2 weeks, depending on the severity of the injury.
Sure.
Whether a valuable backup is available, and in this case, I am.
Yeah, I guess you're not, you need to fight the terrorists with both ankles intact.
That's true, and I mean, I'm available, and I got there, and I coached the Commandos, and we say, well, I'm not going to give away the ending, but let's just say that it turns out pretty good for us.
Well, yeah, I figured. I mean, you are a very good coach, let's just say.
And well, yeah, I appreciate that, David. And let me again just reiterate that as coach of the Texas Longhorns, I'm around a lot of great kids, and I can tell that you're one of them.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you to say.
And I know your listeners just got to be really enjoying this show because you do such a great job here on the Mascot Show.
Thank you. I can't get over this movie, though. Like, are you going to release it? Have you shot it? Like, I can't believe it.
Well, I wrote it, and we haven't shot it yet. Matthew's got to get free so he can direct it.
I'm sorry, who's Matthew?
The director of the movie.
Well, yeah, but who's Matthew?
Oh, is Matthew McConaughey is lined up to direct it. He's a great friend and another terrific kid, a friend of the university as well. He's a great supporter of the football team, and you know how much me and the rest of the kids appreciate that.
So Matthew McConaughey is going to direct Coach Freedom. What was it?
Coach Liberty.
Coach Liberty.
The name of the movie, David.
Right.
I appreciate it if you get that right. Thanks.
That's okay. That's not a bad name. I figured you would have gone something with like Red Zone or something. Or not. That's
fine. Is a pretty good name.
Thank
you. I may
have
to switch Red Zone. I'm going to write that down. Do you mind?
No. Knock yourself out. That's fine.
Oh, you're two for two, David. This is awesome. First, the Battle Cattle, which was great. And now Red Zone.
Yeah.
How about Coach Liberty, colon, Red Zone? Or Red Zone, Cola, Coach... Not Cola. Well, I do remind you that Coca-Cola is the official cola of the University of Texas Longhorn football team.
I did not know that, sir.
Just like to remind you. Yeah, Coach Liberty, colon, Red Zone. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds good. Or maybe if you want to franchise it later.
Yeah, we could do a reverse or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear a couple scenes of the movie?
I would love to hear a couple scenes from the movie.
Maybe you can give me your feedback on this.
The movie Coach Liberty.
Well, I don't know. That's a working title. How about that?
Okay, let's go with that.
I'll run Red Zone past Matthew, see what he has to say about it.
Sure, by all means.
Appreciate that. There's a scene where I'm really excited about this. There's a scene where it's me and a bunch of terrorists, and you know, I'm staring down the terrorist leader
mm-hmm.
at one point, and I look him right in the eye, and I go, I'm about to get a penalty for illegal procedure, sending too many men to hell, and then I blast him down with a flamethrower.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it is going to be great.
And you're going to be the one operating the flamethrower.
Well, yeah, the young man I was coaching, he unfortunately took a bullet to save me.
Oh, okay.
And so I have to pick up his flamethrower and get that illegal procedure penalty.
Yeah, to sending too many men to hell, right?
That's correct,
That's
yeah.
the penalty? Okay.
There's also another scene where I kick a terrorist in the, can I say that on the radio?
You just did.
Okay. Well, I kick him there, and when he's on the ground, I say, you should have been playing the cover two defense. And all the soldiers that I'm coaching really like that one.
Yeah, I think that's kind of obscure. I don't know if the regular moviegoer is going to get that one.
Well, I mean, I think they'll enjoy it. There's a lot in there for everyone.
Okay. Well, listen, Coach, we're kind of coming to the end of the show.
That's fine. No, David, it's just been a pleasure talking to you on the Mascot Show.
It's been an honor talking to you, sir.
It's an honor talking to you. I mean, I just appreciate you having us here, and I know all your listeners really appreciate it, and I know the fans will continue to enjoy your show for years to come.
Well, thank you very much. You're very kind, Coach.
Well, thank you. I'll talk to you later, David. Battle Cattle. What's that rattle?
Battle Cattle.
You got it there. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Coach. That was Coach Mac Brown. I'm kind of honored. But we are very much against the end of the show. This has been the Mascot Wedding Show on KOP 91.7 FM, Hornsby, Austin. For Mac Blake, I am David Hatta. If you want to check out our archives or if you want to check out more information about us, please go to mascotwedding.com. Until then, Slappy Pinch Bottom and his odd preoccupation coming up next. Here's Wynn Stewart. We'll see you next week.
Why did you ever tell me that you loved me?